Hello. Thank you for reading this. And for those that I was unable to verbally spend 10 minutes of time with explaining some of the details of our Behind the Wheel training program and that are ready to sign up their 18-year-old student, you will find these additional instruction notes in this audio message. Also found on this website, specifically the important FAQ tab we need you to go to, is our very important worksheet that is in red and labeled Download Worksheet. Next to it is the obvious permit information and the parent consent form to bring with on the first lesson, and that validates the permit with that first lesson. Please keep the worksheet to review, but bring the parent consent form with on the first lesson, along with, of course, the student's new permit so we could validate it. Regarding the worksheet, it is the most important instructional and quite possibly life-saving information the whole family will ever have, and it is what our instructors train on, as we have learned from the DMV examiners. It is what they're looking for on road test day. Our instructors will observe them during their lessons with us, and we will portray the DMV examiner in order to allow that student to get a feel for what the test will actually be like with the almighty California examiner sitting in the passenger seat next to them. The student will be eligible for getting their license after taking the road test, of course, when they have had their permit for 6 months and 1 day. So you have to calculate that from its issue date. They also have to be 16 and have completed the 6 hours of our Behind the Wheel training. One last thing to emphasize about the worksheet after you've printed it out is to have the student review it before the first lesson and subsequent lessons, but definitely after the first lesson as well, as it really is unlike a classroom environment where they have pencil and paper taking notes on the instruction from their teacher. Their hands are on the steering wheel. It is a cheat sheet, if you will, and it's just great for the whole family to know, to be on the same page as us, as instructors, as your student, and also, of course, the DMV examiner who's calling the shots. We ask you to continue to listen to everything here, maybe jot down a few bullet points. It might be a little bit long, but it would be what we would be talking about if I was able to continue on the phone with you, and obviously I wasn't. So this is a little bit, actually, a quicker and smoother way, so you could play this back, and you will get tons of information on the FAQ tab with other things that you'll have possible questions about, from where we're picking up students, where we go, just the whole program. So FAQ is super important for both the student and the family. You definitely get into conversations that could take a long time on the phone, and so we hope this saves time. Anyway, if we are unable to answer any questions, give us a call again between the hours of 5 and 8 at the 668-9100 number. And but quite honestly, you need to look at the FAQ tab and check the whole website out. And I think you'll be at ease, and you could always refer back to it rather than, oh, what did he say about that? We appreciate your business very much. Besides this FAQ situation, I'll go over a few of the usual questions that we have answers for while we're going ahead with this audio version. First, understandably, is the pricing. We do a pay-as-you-go format with each hour and a half lesson that we do. There are four of those hour and a half lessons, and of course that equals a 6 hour completion certificate issuing criteria, along with being 16, as I mentioned, and having the permit for 6 months from the date it was issued, 6 months and 1 day. As long as they're under 18, they do have to have all of that to go to DMV. So there are schools that do the 2 hour lessons, but we found over the years that we don't mind going four times. You have 6 months to do it, so why rush? Since the state has now determined they want the 6 months in play to actually practice between the lessons. So we do the 4 hour and a half lessons. That is a little better for the student as well, because 2 hours is just a long time for those poor kids. We've seen that dissipate quickly with them and their attention span, understandably. So that is our format. Regarding that pricing structure, it does fluctuate, or it has, I should say. It was $95 a year ago, and less than that prior to everything blowing up as it has most recently. Now we're at $110. So that is just pay as you go, cash, check, or Venmo. Our Venmo handle is right there in the FAQ tab again, the glorious FAQ tab. We also see that the parent consent form to bring on that first day. So unless gas goes to 10 bucks a gallon, we'll be fine in keeping that 110 locked in for you for the next 6 months when you start. So obviously we're focused on teaching the students what the examiner wants them to do. And they want them to scan. They want them to look for their lost puppy type mentality. We put that scenario out there. We also promote heavily, since they're into video games generally, that scenario with saying that basically you're getting behind the wheel in a car with gas and other players are around you loaded, and it is called the assassin game, and sorry to say, you are tagged as being it today. So let's go on the road, and that's the rest of your life. Encouraging them always to think like they're a cop on patrol looking for the bad guys, which could happen in a second. So the lost puppy thing works well too. But, you know, just scanning, seriously looking, eyes wide open for things that might pop out. Over and over we go with it and kind of pound it in their heads so they're sick of it by the third or fourth lesson. But that's what we ultimately want. So we do have a video as well. That shows it's about a 6 minute video that shows a few things that pertain to what the lesson will look like, and that is right here as well. But yeah, everything from looking at their mirrors every 7 to 10 seconds to making the examiners happy and beating them at their own grading game. Yeah, that's what we do. So we go around the Turlock DMV, which is our training grounds. We point out nuances about it as we drive by it on Monta Vista and Olive, with cars coming out of the driveway correctly or incorrectly. And everything that we can preach on that would take another 5 minutes. So there's so many details that the examiners look for, including one I'll throw in about the end of the test when they have to come back in the driveway and stay on their side of the driveway, because the imaginary car, as the examiner would tell them, if they go too wide coming back into the driveway, will fail them. They'll remind them that what if there was a car there, and other things that we'll explain to them. But the number one failure has been very recently when our best students know they nailed the test, got 100 points still remaining, didn't lose anything, and they're so excited seeing their family waiting for them. They end the test perfectly in the end of test parking area, and they forget to put it in park after 5 seconds, and then the examiner has to, and there goes the 100 points. So there's things like that. Not a problem. One thing we can't do during training is go onto that parking lot. Our cars are not allowed. So immediately after the first lesson, and right before the last lesson, we really encourage families to drive on the busy days that they are open at the DMV that you select, and we do recommend Turlock because they know us well there, and that's where we've been training. But also allow your students to go to Merced, Modesto, or Los Banos, and see if there's a DMV road course that appeals to them better than Turlock for some reason. Very few times we've had that happen, but anyway, back to the DMV lot of your choice. It is definitely important to practice in there and be well-versed with all the activity, pedestrians and cars, and upset people that are at DMV naturally. So they're aware of it's pretty treacherous, and it's kind of like cruising through there at you know, idle speed with your foot hovering the brake, basically. There's not any gas involved. And you have to do that with the student. We're not allowed to. So there have been 30 years of experience doing that. We've learned a few things that really do help them get through this test, and we'll point those out, and we just want them not to be intimidated by the DMV examiner, so we get into the psychological part of it for this poor 16-year-old that's nervous, wanting to get their license, and the examiner's not saying anything, because that's the way they are trained, just to intervene the moment they start to go off course, the moment they're approaching a stop sign or intersection at the wrong speed, or they're going a little too slow, 5 miles under the speed limit, is not going to be happy with the examiner's mentality. You need to drive in traffic, so they have to see that you're able to do that. Things like that as well. And they are really quiet, so we just remind the students about that, and they just have to go around the block, you know, 3 or 4 blocks for about 15 minutes. We get them a little more calmed down about how easy it really is. And you want to remember one thing, I could have mentioned this earlier on, but make sure when you get the permit that the DMV doesn't always explain this permit is not valid just because you passed the test, the written test, until you've had at least one lesson with a school like ours. It's with the state. So make sure you don't drive with that permit until you get that first lesson in, and we'll sign off on it. If they have the permit and they want that first lesson and they have never driven, we want you to go with them and refine their basic skills, just back and forth between the gas pedal and the brake so they don't bump the pedals, and be able to efficiently work those, and also just zigzag around. And this is all in an empty parking lot of your choice, trying different braking levels, and get them just totally functioning with the car. So they're controlling the car and the car isn't controlling them. A little evasive of maneuvers and whatever you feel is appropriate. But we have heard from many families that have done this. They've said that they have actually, you know, been on their own property, training them or doing things on public roads they probably shouldn't, for their own sakes, because of the validation aspect, not having had a lesson. But they go to empty church parking lots, high schools. One of the favorites has been Hobby Lobby, I guess. Quite a few people say we've already taken the parking lot to Hobby Lobby and the roads right around there and the bowling alley, so they could, you know, park along curbs and, you know, make right and left-hand turns on those unimproved roads around that area. So sounds interesting, and a lot of families have done that, I guess, and that's nothing wrong with that from our point of view. Now, on the other hand, if they have driven, then you don't need to worry about it. They're well-versed in all these things, and we'll get right to defensive driving and the DMV goodies. And so definitely check out the FAQ tab, 100%. And any questions, we do have some hours that we are available from 5 to 8 p.m. To call back if we weren't able to talk to you, and instead pointed this out to you that you're reading now. So that's great. It tells where our outlying towns are in the FAQ that we, if you're calling from Oakdale to Salida and north, number of towns we cater to. We do Los Banos, Gustine, Newman. Of course, Turlock is our hub, Hillmar, Livingston, Delhi, Denaire, Houston, most parts of Ceres. Unfortunately, not Modesto. We meet at the Farmer Boys across in the Super Walmart for a lot of clients there. Otherwise, we come to your house and we'll discuss what's most convenient, since we go 7 days a week. Every day we're out there, except holidays. And we'll all get on the same page with that student worksheet there in the FAQ. And we definitely suggest, once we get that first lesson in and we sign off on it, on that second page, that the parents have an area to sign off on, right where we validated it, to allow them to take the test. You might as well get that out of the way. I would sign on it right away too. A lot of parents forget to when it comes 6 months later for the test. I would definitely do that, and then take a photo of it. Front informational page and the two signatures on the second page. And please send them to our website, our email address, I'm sorry, at getbtwnow, N-O-W. It's in the FAQ tab, too, for that address. That's the first thing we need to get in order to sign them up and get the exact spelling of the names and all the information that we need on that first informational page, and then We'll also have a copy of it too, and that's good for the whole family to have that on their phone electronically as well. So that is a huge suggestion we would like you to seriously do for us. And when we have validated the permit, anyone over 25, California driver's license sitting in the front seat, it's good to go practice all the things on the worksheet and become an examiner, become an instructor, and do your 50 hours, which doesn't have to be recorded, but 10 of that is supposed to be at night, the state asks. And we're good to go with all this validation process. If you're needing the driver's ed first and you're not even at the point to have a permit and take the test, then there's information all over the site about what you'll need to take in and all that good stuff. So we hope to hear from you, and our hours are at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We're closing on Sundays now, and we definitely appreciate you guys and knowing our car's available for test day. That'll be there too. We don't like to upsell anything, but a lot of families have been upset with us. It seems like the past year when we started mentioning this more, where we didn't before, and they sure would have liked to have had the use of our vehicle to not lose hours and work time, and having the fact they didn't have a car that was going to pass the DMV examiner's tinted window criteria, or a little chip here and there in the driver's side or something. Besides it being a really nice car, they didn't want their nervous student in it. And to be honest, the examiner doesn't want to be in it either. They'd rather be in our driving school car. And they like the brake and they like the extra mirrors. So it's a distinct advantage. It does cost $70, but it is worth considering. We'll make the appointment for you and coordinate it with our schedule to land at the DMV right after that fourth and final hour and a half lesson. And then the parents could hopefully meet us there and celebrate the student with a license instead of having to reschedule another test. So definitely consider one other thing on making the appointment if you're going to use the car yourself. And we definitely don't go in the mornings. We only use a Turlock DMV. The grumpy factor is a big part of what you might deal with before lunch with examiners. So make your appointment after lunchtime. And if we're going to do it, we'll do it for you, and there's not a problem there. So, yeah, our 6 hours will take care of business, hopefully. And we don't mind going anytime there's weather, unless it's extreme. And they should experience all this with the family as well. Minor rain, wet roads, take them out there. We don't get to have students experience that during summer. So we definitely do with the visors and at dusk and having to throw sunglasses at them during that time of year. But all sorts of different conditions, as you well know. So dust driving is as bad as having fog out there with that sun in your eyes. And we are happy to help you out. If you do have to cancel an appointment or for an emergency of any kind, if you're reading this and you probably know, I was unable to talk to you and gave the whole pitch that would have taken all this time with you on the phone and even longer because you've been asking questions that are on the website that you could easily find. But yeah, if you have to cancel or it's an emergency, text us at, the numbers are on the website, 209-410-8884. And, please leave the student's full name. And of course, spell, the last, name for us, as well, which you're going to do on a text. I was going to say spell it if you leave a voicemail for some reason, cause it doesn't always come in clearly, but, definitely give us that information and a time to call you back that's comfortable for you guys. But again, that's for emergency and cancellations only. Otherwise, appointments can be made by calling us. We can't take appointments by email anymore, so we're just too busy, unfortunately. Good and bad about that. But we're working to make this easier for everybody. And the 668-9100 number again, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. p.m. Actually, we're out with students between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., so that's why we're not always available. So we look forward to hearing from you, and check out this video that we have too, besides the FAQ. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.